Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
So after Noah, the story of the salvation of mankind after the fall continues, and we hear once again of the call of Abraham, our father in faith. You heard what the Lord promises Abraham, and he's like 70 years old. He would build a people from him that would be blessed, and those that would curse the people would be cursed. Those that would bless them would be blessed, and the communities of the earth would find blessing in him. So already we see that from whoever God chooses, others are supposed to gravitate towards that person, that people, that nation. That's very important. And that continues with each of us. As Jesus is the light of the world, okay, I'm going to bless these people. Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Abram would become Abraham. I'm going to bless you, then I'm going to bless your progeny, then I'm going to bless that people, etc. So it's not just for you, Abram. It's not just for your people. There's always this thing at the end, and the communities of the earth will find blessing in you. And then later we hear, you know, in other parts of Scripture, that Israel was supposed to be a light to the nations, right? And then when Jesus sends the apostles forth, go and preach the gospel to the nations. Go everywhere, to the ends of the earth. And we continue that today. We're supposed to, right? We're supposed to be little lights to bring people to Jesus Christ. It's very important. So in some ways, it's very important to realize that we are, our life, each of us, is just a little chapter in this big salvation story. It's 430 years from Abram's call, give or take, to the Exodus. My goodness, the Lord is patient, isn't he? 430 years just to get to the Exodus. And then all of that happens after that. We're just a little part. But we're a part. But we need to realize that people had the same, some of the same struggles before. You know? Pharaoh says, don't give them bricks. They got too much time on their hand. Or don't give them the straw. Let them find their own straw. Well, the next morning the guy was like, I better find some straw or I'm dead. And then who's going to take care of my family? So some of you are like, oh, I got to find a job, or I got to pay the bills, or whatever, or who's going to feed my family? Same struggles. You may not have death by someone else looming over you. So maybe it's a little easier in that respect. But you know, the same thing. We're not just this isn't any harder here. But we're apart, and as Paul tells us, we need to endure our hardship. Not self-made hardships, but hardships that come normally through life beyond our control. St. Paul says we need to endure those and move forward, just like all those that came before us. Pillar of fire led the Israelites through the desert by night. And in the Transfiguration, we see Jesus illuminated. Wow. And we see that Moses and Elijah are there to witness that. And the apostles witness it. And we're hearing about it. They got a glimpse of His glory. They got a taste of what eternal life would be with the light of the world, Jesus. And we have that here at Mass to keep us going, to finish our chapter in this big salvation story of salvation history. We have the Eucharist to keep us going, confession to keep us going, and any consolations each of you has gotten along the way in your prayer. And just like Abram, just like the Israelites, just like the apostles, and just like everyone between them and us, the saints, we are promised something. We receive our blessings amidst hardships, and we are promised something for the future. And it is the greatest promise that has ever been made, and it will be fulfilled in heaven. Despite our hardships, there are so many blessings that we should be thankful for. Let us remember every day to give thanksgiving to God.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.